Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
We are back for another session of Sanity, right here with the Joe Messina Show on GCN, the Genesis Communication Network. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air. In my face, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Today, did you remember what today is? Anybody remember what today is? Did you say anything to your kids about today? Yeah, I don't think so. Okay. We commonly refer to today as D-Day, right? I mean, a lot going on. The invasion, the Battle at Normandy. This was an extremely important day in the war. You know, I always say that the real, I don't know how to put this, where it's not like putting down today's kids, but I don't mean to. These were real men and women who fought in these wars, this war. It was the largest amphibious invasion in the history of warfare. Right? There were over 150,000 young soldiers from the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada. They stormed the beaches in Normandy. You know, look at what those beaches look like. Look at what these guys were up against. Look at what they went into. Really. Now, the whole idea was to push the Nazis out of Western Europe. Right? They want to turn the tide on the war. They want to get a hold of this. You know, this I'm not excited about war. But I'm excited about the fact that these guys, these men and women, knew what they were going into. Knew what they were up against. And they went anyway. In the planning of D-Day, many of the Allied military leaders knew that the casualties might be staggeringly high. How do you sell that to the American people? How do you sell that to the people as a whole? Anyway. But it was at the cost that they were willing to pay in order to establish a stronghold in France. Now, just days before the invasion, Dwight Eisenhower, he was told by his top strategist that paratrooper casualties alone could be as high as 75%. I mean, come on. You're parachuting from a plane through a blue sky with these white parachutes, almost like they're saying, here I am. Anybody home? Here I am. I just think it's hilarious that nobody thought, we weren't ready to have, I don't know, maybe they should have been blue parachutes. I wasn't there. Anyhow. Now, because of the bad weather, the fierce German resistance on D-Day, Right? The beach landings were chaotic. They were bloody. You can't even imagine. Well, none of us can, really, if you want to be honest about it. You can't imagine what it was like. I can't either. Right? The first waves of the landing forces, they suffered terrible losses, particularly the U.S. troops at Omaha Beach. The Canadian division at Juneau Beach. You know, thanks to the Rock, these guys were just, there's something different about American soldiers. And I'm not putting everybody else down, but there's something different about them. Right? Something different about the American will for freedom and wanting others to enjoy the same thing. That's how nasty and bad we are, right? We want others to enjoy the same freedoms that we have. Now, the Allies overcame the initial setbacks. They took all five Normandy beaches. Can you imagine the ferocious fighting that went on? Now, the first Allied cemetery in Europe was dedicated just 2 days after D-Day invasion. And since that day, military officials memorial organizations have attempted to come up with a definite count of Allied D-Day deaths. They want to honor these people. There was a group called the National D-Day Memorial Foundation, right? And its memorial site in Bedford, Virginia, there are over 4,400 names enshrined on bronze plaques, trying to represent the soldiers they can, the airmen who died on that day. And they keep trying. They keep wanting to make sure that they get every name on there. They think it's one of the most accurate counts that the Allied fatalities have. John Long, Director of Education, National D-Day Memorial Foundation, says that when the memorial was first being planned in the late 1990s, there were widely different estimates for Allied fatalities. They range anywhere from 5,000 to 12,000. German casualties in D-Day, meanwhile, have been estimated to be around 4,000. Now, 9,000 plus were wounded or came up missing. But I want you to think about something. On that day, or within a day or two of that, there were over 200,000 Germans captured. Now, they were willing to go over and fight this. They were willing to fight for the freedom of others. Today, we don't seem to have the stomach for that. You know? One admiral said the mission was to win a war against Hitler, not to keep records that would satisfy peacetime researchers 75 years later. Joe Pizzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution and not part of the problem. All right, we're kind of talking a little bit about, not a little bit, a lot, about the look at the numbers. Ultimately, you know, over the amount of troops that were killed were amazingly high. And they knew it. They knew it going into it.
They knew they were going to have these kind of losses going into it, and yet they still decided to go. And some people say, well, sure, because they're not their kids, they weren't their family, they weren't whatever. No, I don't believe that for a second. I believe they knew what it needed to be. I believe they knew what they needed to do to win this war, to push back Hitler. That's why, you know, it is so demonstrably terrible that we throw around SS, we throw around Hitler, or calling people Hitler. We throw it around like it has no real meaning to it, like it's supposed to scare somebody, and that's, no. That's not a term, that's not a name you should throw around just because you think it's going to get a rise out of somebody. It's not right. And depending where you look, I mean, they don't have the real numbers. They can guess, but they don't have the real numbers. But on June 6, 1944, should you be one of those people that listen to a radio, you might have heard something like this.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC newsroom in New York. Ladies and gentlemen, we may be approaching a fateful hour. All night long, bulletins have been pouring in from Berlin claiming that D-Day is here, claiming that the invasion of Western Europe has begun. Let me read you several of the latest bulletins. One says that a report, unconfirmed by Allied sources, of course, says that heavy fighting is taking place between the Germans and invasion forces on the Normandy Peninsula, about 31 miles southwest of Le Havre. Another bulletin, also from Berlin Radio and unconfirmed, says the British-American landing operations against the western coast of Europe from the sea and from the air are stretching over the entire area between Cherbourg and Le Havre, a distance of about 60 miles. I repeat, there is no confirmation. And here's another bulletin just in. DNB, the German agency, says, this is unconfirmed, that the most important airdromes in the area of the Normandy Peninsula of France have been wiped out. Now, I presume that means wiped out by the Allies. As you may have heard on earlier broadcasts, all three German news agencies have begun broadcasting these stories that the invasion is here. But there is no Allied confirmation as yet. The first report came out shortly after midnight, and since then we've been flooded with reports from Berlin. Paris Radio, strangely enough, has not confirmed any of these reports. And now we have just been informed that we can expect, in a very few seconds, a very important broadcast from the British capital. And so now we take you to London.
The text of communique number one will be released to the press and radio of the United Nations in 10 seconds. Repeat, 10 seconds from now. Under the command of
I was going to play the speech, but whatever. Look, I'm just trying to make it. Everybody's talking about what's going on in D.C. We know about the swamp in D.C. We know about some of the issues that are going on down there. But do we overshadow the day, what this day was truly about? Do we overshadow? How much do we make sure? How much pushing do we do to make sure that you're telling your grandsons, your granddaughters, and so on what this day really meant, what it was all about? What it did for the war. Maybe we'd be speaking German right now. I don't know. You need it to you. Not in reality, anyway. So let's just make sure we never forget those people who fought for us. Right? The people who went out and fought, that's for us, but for others as well. 855 Real Joe. Love to hear your thoughts. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. All right. You're hearing about, oh my God, you know, the again, with the gun stuff over the weekend. We had many shootings over the weekend.
And everybody's screaming, well, not everybody. The loons on the left are screaming, this shows the need for gun control. Do they ever really check out the reality, the number of killings and shootings or what have you that happen in areas that no guns are allowed? Really? They don't. They don't care. California is number one in gun control. Did you know that? We have the toughest gun laws in the country. But we now are number one in active shooter incidents. Figure that one out. An FBI report on active shooter incidents in 2020 shows that California is the number one state for which such incidents with six total. Now, you gotta love this stuff. According to the FBI, there were 61 active shooter incidents across the country in 2021. 12 of the incidents met the definition of a mass killing. California led the nation with 6 of those 12. Half of them were ours. Half of them happened in the state of California. California has universal background checks on assault weapons, ban a high-capacity magazine, a 10-day waiting period on gun purchases, red flag law, gun registration requirements, a good cause requirement for concealed carry permit issuance, a ban on carry a gun on college campuses, even for self-defense, a ban on K-12 teachers being armed on campus for classroom defense, a background check requirement for ammunition purchases, and a limit on the number of guns a law-abiding citizen can purchase in a given month. Wow. And, additionally, ammunition purchases can only be made, or allowed, if made through a state-approved vendor. You can't buy it from Uncle Fred, apparently. Joe Messina, your host. They'll go for a lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson survived a no-confidence vote, barely. He won the support of 211 of 359 of his fellow Conservatives. The margin of victory is slimmer than his predecessor, Theresa May, who resigned 6 months after she survived her no-confidence vote. Nevertheless, Johnson is calling it a convincing win and that the party should now come together. Johnson's leadership rocked when it was revealed that he and his staff held illegal parties during COVID lockdowns. The former top leader of the Proud Boys was charged with seditious conspiracy along with other members of the group. The federal government says Henry Tarillo and four others coordinated the attack on the Capitol on January 6, 2021 to stop Congress from certifying President Biden's 2020 election victory. They're scheduled to stand trial in August. This is USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really appreciate your time with me on the air here in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. That's all I want to say to you guys is get involved. Right? Get your information. Get it right. Understand what's going on. And then just simply get involved. It ain't that hard. You have to want to. It ain't that hard, though. So, talking about how California having the strictest gun laws, I mean, laws that are unmatched anywhere. Right? You hear them in the Congress, or in our Congress. They say, well, we need to have universal background checks. Right? An assault weapons ban. We need to have a high-capacity magazine ban. We need red flag laws. We need gun registration. Right? Or gun registration requirements. We need, a ban on carrying a gun on college campuses. A ban on K-12 teachers being armed on campus for classroom defense. I mean, it goes on and on and on and never stops. But here's the deal. California has those and so much more. We have a 10-day waiting period on gun purchases. So you can be clean without any problems. You go buy a gun, and you have to wait 10 days to get the gun. Now, here's the funny thing about it. The idea behind it, they're calling it a cooling off period. So somebody just doesn't go buy a gun and shoot somebody. Well, I got five more at home. I'm just buying another gun because, I want another gun. I like this particular gun. I like this, right? But I got to wait 10 days so I can cool off. Like I could go home and grab the ones I have already, right? It's just amazing. Good cause requirement for concealed carry. Good cause. What's a good cause? I mean, well, they have to decide what good cause is, right? A ban on carrying a gun on college campuses for self-defense. A ban on K-12 teachers being armed. I mean, God forbid, if you have teachers, educators, professors, whatever, who are willing to take the right classes to learn how to do this, What would be the problem with that? We can protect banks, right? I mean, think of all the places. We can protect courthouses. But we can't protect our kids? For real? That really the what we're thinking and the road we're going down? And all this conversation because of the triple standards of the left. Yeah, you heard me. You have, I talked about this last week, right? You get a drunk driver. We blame the person, a drunk person. Right? Somebody stabs someone, whether it's in a fight or you know, somebody has lost their minds, we blame the person. We blame the arsonist, again, a person, for setting fire to a building. A gun, different story. We blame the gun and the gun manufacturers. The person can't be blamed for that. I have no idea how that works. Absolutely none. Right? You know, Devin Patrick Kelly picked up a rifle, pulled the trigger that killed 26 people. Stephen Williford picked up a rifle and pulled a trigger that helped to stop Devin Patrick Kelly. The difference was the man, not the gun. And that's what they forget. Well, they don't forget. They know exactly what they're doing. Let's not be stupid. They know exactly what's going on. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. So, California, proof positive that the tougher gun laws do not make you safer in any way, shape, manner, or form. You need to open your mouth. You need to push back. A Texas mom, who was at the shooting, she said that she's been threatened by police if she doesn't stop telling her story. Now, if the story's not true, right, then take it to court. Charge her. The mother who ran into, one of the mothers who ran into Robb Elementary School to rescue her two children during the school shooting, she accused law enforcement of threatening to keep her from telling her story to the press. Angela Gomez said that she was threatened by an officer who warned that she would be charged with obstruction of justice if she did not stop telling her story. The charge would have serious consequences because she was on probation for a crime she said she committed nearly 10 years ago. She added, the local judge said there would be no legal repercussions for telling her story. Now, Gomez said that she had been... So the police threatened her with a lie. Now, it's according to her. I'm not saying it's true. And by the way, I don't believe that all cops, all police officers are saints. So let's make sure we got that down, okay? There are bad cops, just like there's bad other people, bad teachers, bad whatever. Gomez said she'd been at the school in Texas for a graduation ceremony earlier in the day when she heard that there was a shooting in progress. She hurried back to the school. She confronted police officers about why they were not in the school. The incident ended with the mother being arrested by federal agents. He said, well, we're going to have to arrest you because you're being very uncooperative. She said, well, you're going to have to arrest me because I'm going in there. You're all standing here with your snipers. You're all far away. You don't go in there. I'm going in there. Gomez was later released from custody. She hopped a fence to get into the school where she rescued two sons while the gunman was shooting in one of the classrooms. Both of her children survived the shooting. However, 19 of these children died. Now, why were they standing outside? See, I don't know. There's so many stories swirling around this. I don't know which one is true. Right? She said you could hear the gunshots. There wasn't one officer in the school at the time. She said, I ran to my second son's class. There was not one officer. They could have saved many more lives. They could have gone into the classroom. They could have done something. The police response to the May 24th shooting, well, they've been under scrutiny ever since the shooting, really, or within the day of it. There were conflicting reports that came out
In the week that followed the shooting, there was a report that officers waited over an hour. Now that's being refuted. You can see with the cameras that that wasn't totally true. The Department of Justice is launching an investigation. The goal of the review is to provide an independent account of law enforcement actions. Look, we've been through this. I talked to an official at the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. They tell me their policy is you don't wait. You go. You don't wait for help. You don't wait for backup. If you see the shot, if you see the ability, then you go. Now, Ramos, 18, was killed on the day of the shooting, but authorities found warnings on his social media accounts that he was about to attack a school. You know, these social media platforms, they shut this show down in minutes after I started making fun of Zuckerberg on Facebook. They shut the channel down. There's no way in God's creation that you're going to tell me that these people don't know, they don't have algorithms in place that'll pick up on these kind of things. They have all those people working for them. They're making $1 billion. Put some more warning items in place. Put some more sensors in place to pick up on these things. It can't be that hard. They do it all the time. I mean, here's a guy who's got these nasties on his social media sites. Right? He sent a message to a friend on the day of the massacre that he was about to shoot up an elementary school. He bought 1,000 rounds of ammunition the day before. Right? And I don't know in that state whether you have to register or not when you buy that much ammunition. But there has to be something. I know. For my guns at any cost friends are going to get mad at me, but so what? There has to be something that says, yo, wait. You've got this up on your social media sites. You're buying 1,000 rounds. You've posted up that you may shoot up a school. I don't know. We need to check this out. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's truly what it boils down to. I want you part of the solution. And it's not that hard. It's not that hard to be. God, I'm looking at all this stuff. Anyway, the craziness that they're ginning up about guns. Right? I mean, I find this amazing. A justice correspondent says the Second Amendment was to preserve white supremacy and slavery. They throw this stuff out there. And you're supposed to believe it. Well, actually, some of their people do believe it. Because they follow hook, line, and sinker. The nation's justice correspondent, Eli Mistel, argued the Second Amendment was only intended to preserving slavery and ending slave revolts. God bless. They could have guns before this. They were very specific as to what it was for. The frequent MSNBC guest, MSNBC, what did Larry Elder call it, Hee-Haw, guest appeared on Peacock's Mehdi Hasan show to discuss the revised debate on the Second Amendment. Hasan noted that Mistel's book, Allow Me to Retort, A Black Guy's Guide to the Constitution, claimed that the original purpose of the amendment was about slavery. Everything's about slavery, people. Don't you know that? Everything's about slavery. And it's not all black folks like that, don't get me wrong, but the loons on the left in D.C., everything has to do with slavery. Everything has to do with racism. Have you figured that out yet? And it used to be, it was so disgusting, it was so terrible. Right? I mean, seriously, you heard that word, racist? Somebody perceived you as racist. You went into convulsions, you were so afraid. You never wanted to be perceived that way. But now, not so much. Mistel explained further that the need for a well-regulated militia came only out of the desire to put down slavery revolts. No, it did not. A lie, mind you. How many slave revolts were there at the time? Who were we fighting against? Who were we pushing back on? See, that's why the government doesn't like it. They love people like him. They wanted us to maintain our guns to push down the government from overreach. Yeah, that's right. I know some of you don't want to hear it, but it's the truth. They said that they needed the Second Amendment because they needed the armed, disciplined, that was their word, militia to put down slave revolts. Nope, slave revolts nowhere in there. He's lying. And they were worried that under the original Constitution, the federal government had all of the power to raise the militia. The Southerners needed a militia to put down the slave revolts because it's a little bit funny he says this, because the reality is most of the Second Amendment versions, because there were several of them, I think it was 11 of them total, but this didn't come from the South, it came from the North. He added that you needed some military superiority. The Second Amendment was there to make sure that the states had the power to raise militia on their own. So Virginia could raise its own militia to put down slave revolts in Virginia without having to ask Connecticut and Massachusetts whether or not they agreed with that. That's why it's there. That's why the white folks said it was there. No. Oop. I'd like him to find the quote. Show me where. In 2008, he said Antonio Scalia just makes up an entirely different Second Amendment right out of thin air. Not true. Look, there was never meant to have bans on arms. Never. Now, obviously, they didn't see what today was going to be like. They have populated cities, but they had people with common sense. They had people that really had a care about moral values. Right? You've heard over and over again that our Constitution was made for, you know, a moral and religious people. And we don't have that anymore. But we don't. Can we just be honest about it? Most people don't give a care about God. I mean, I'm going to bring it up in the story. I'm going to do it in a little while. You'll see that they don't care about God. Nothing is sacred with those on the left. Well, except for abortion and gay marriage and whatever. You know, I mean, fighting in the streets, as long as it's them. Anti-racist educator Tim Weiss made a similar argument on MSNBC's Read Out. Well, she's a peach, too. On Tuesday, the historic precedent for the Second Amendment came from the founders' fear of black people. Yeah, no. God. They say this stuff with such authority. It sounds like they have a clue, and they don't. If you did your own homework, you'd find out how much of a lie that is. In the same segment, Hasan decried that the decades of fear-mongering and demagoguery from conservatives that he believed interpreted the individual rights to own a gun. He called on the Democrats to have the courage to amend the Second Amendment. Oh, please. Please, put it out. Because in a way, I mean, this guy obviously doesn't know how you have to do it. When you look at the true count, the true polls as to where people are at on the Second Amendment,
let's do an amendment to the Second Amendment. No problem. He says, part of me wonders why don't the Democrats go further? Why not put the Second Amendment on the table for negotiations? If that's what they are using to cynically block the mildest, most basic, most popular gun control measures, put it on the table. Make it part of the Constitution. Because, why? Come on. Because they're afraid. You know it as well as I do. They're petrified. If hardline conservatives and their allies in the Supreme Court, allies, you mean the ones that uphold the Constitution? Get it. They're going to keep interpreting the Second Amendment in a way that it wasn't understood for the majority of the American history. As kids are massacred in school, I love that. You know, the majority of our mass shootings do not happen at schools. Right? But if the kids being shot in school, where they should be safe, if that doesn't pull on your heartstrings, then you know what? You're dead. He said, maybe it's time to make the amendment in the Constitution clearer. He said, look at, do I want you to have a nuclear arsenal? No. Right? From a Second Amendment standpoint, I'm trying to understand something. Can we own one? I'm just saying. I mean, technically, could you not own one? There's no caveats in there as to what you could own. You know, they all talk about the technology, the high tech equipment that our founding fathers couldn't own about. Well, they're right to a degree. They couldn't own about some of the equipment that we have today or we're going to have. But you know what? They were playing with the most advanced weaponry at the time. Right? Look, and the funny thing about it is they're spending so much time on this that it's going to come back to bite them. I just saw an article go whizzing by about Democrats and Republican strategists. They agree it's the economy and safety that's going to trounce guns and abortion as the number one issue in the midterms. You don't need a college degree to figure this out. Right? And when one of the real far left loons, we'll probably talk about it later on, just did an article on pro-life lawmakers pushing to forced birth laws. Because you can't get any crazier than this. Because they view women as incubating, don't you love this, as incubating machines. Incubating machines. I just find that you can't get any more ludicrous than this. It's just amazing. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, get involved, get engaged. Right? Be part of the solution. When we come back, I got a whole bunch of little stories I want to hit. And to show that there's nothing is sacred to these people anymore, an abortion activist stripped during a Joel Osteen church service. Right? I mean, again, went into the church. AOC accuses people of making a big deal out of the word Latinx. Well, what people is she talking about? Because the Hispanic community doesn't like the word, doesn't want the word. Right? But she thinks they do. Got no numbers to prove it, though. Executive order by Biden on law enforcement is really, really going to end up having some real bad effects in different communities. And that 2000 Mules movie, well, proven to be very true. People are being arrested based on what was shown in it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Joe Messina Show.